The world's attention has been focused on the start and stop ceasefires in the U.S. and Israeli wars in Iran and Lebanon. Meantime, the Israeli military and settlers have continued their deadly violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Ramiz Alakbarov is the United Nations Deputy Special Coordinator for the Mideast Peace Process. Speaking by video link from Jerusalem, he briefed the UN Security Council on the latest report on the occupied West Bank, saying that violence there continues at an alarming rate.
I reiterate the Secretary General's strong condemnation of the relentless expansion and acceleration of Israeli settlements in the West Bank. The escalating violence and tensions in the West Bank are highly concerning.
The UN coordinator said that in Gaza, Israel is still blocking large quantities of food and medical aid. Israeli military forces continue to encroach on territory beyond the lines they agreed to in the October ceasefire agreement and now occupy about 70% of Gaza. And Israeli airstrikes and other attacks have killed more than 1,000 Palestinians since the nominal ceasefire, including more than 250 children. In a joint statement, the ambassadors of France, Britain, Denmark, Greece, and Latvia condemned the expansion of Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, as well as continued acts of settler violence, which are carried out with impunity. French Ambassador Jérôme Bonnefond pointed to settlement activity in the so-called E1 area east of Jerusalem.
We strongly condemn the continued creation and expansion of Israeli settlements, as well as repeated acts of settler violence against Palestinian civilians. We call on the Israeli government to end its expansion of settlements and administrative powers, ensure accountability for settlers' violence, and investigate allegations against Israeli forces.
The Palestinian ambassador Riyad Mansour also raised the alarm over Israeli settlements in the area east of Jerusalem, saying such expansion would cut off the northern and southern parts of the West Bank from each other.
The Israeli government has multiplied the measures to steal Palestinian land. Israeli colonial plans in the E1 area amount to a death penalty for the Palestinian state and the prospect for peace in our region.
In May, the European Union adopted sanctions against major Israeli settler organizations and leaders. But so far, the EU has been unwilling to use its economic clout to pressure Israel by cutting off trade ties. The European Union is Israel's largest trading partner. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.